crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey. You'll revel in hilarity. It's pork therapy.
You don't sound so happy.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just thinking of all the people I'm going to offend with this episode.
Oh, no.
If they
well, you mean
it.
All the people you know that you're going to offend, because when we do our religious bashing, we're offending tens of thousands.
Yeah, I don't care about them. Anyway, we are Pork Therapy.
That is Stephanie.
And yes, that's my... Sorry, it's a little hard to focus sometimes, but yeah, I'm Stephanie and you're Mike, and we do a podcast about
voluntary relationships,
don't we?
Yep.
So, yeah, and you can find our website at porctherapy.com. Go there and listen to all of our old episodes. You know you want to.
Yeah.
And you can also find a link that tells you how to contact us, like call us and email us, right?
Yes, to ask us your own questions or give us your own comments.
Mm-hmm.
Or and you can leave them on the website.
And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
You can do all kinds of things there.
You can
spend hours. It's fun for the whole family. Go to our website.
Oh, yes. And, we talk about listener questions. We take listener questions and we talk about them on our show. And today we actually have a question that we're going to talk about. And I thought this was a very interesting one.
I do, because I like... Well, the surprise is over. I'll just mention the topic.
Okay.
I like body modifications, or I'm interested in them anyway. So it does interest me.
Okay.
Who wants to read this one?
I guess I'll read it.
Okay.
Gone are the days of flipping the coin. We never actually had a coin in the first place.
We revealed the secret, and the secret is gone.
Yeah, now it's kind of just lost its luster. It's like, we don't even need to make that joke anymore. Anyway, so, okay, here's the question. Hi, Pork Therapy. I've heard some people that I respect say things like, all tattoos and piercings are a manifestation of childhood trauma. Well, that's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, especially the all part.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, and then the question asker goes on, I had never thought about it that way the first time I heard it, but I guess it makes sense. Why would someone stick a needle in their flesh repeatedly and purposely create a scar unless they were hurt and wanted to show that to the world? I kind of wanted to hear your take on this, though. What do you think? Are all tattoos and piercings just childhood trauma literally worn on someone's sleeve?
And then I made the joke that that wouldn't be literally, because tattoos are on your skin, not on your sleeve. And then you made the joke.
And then I said, well, if you have a sleeve tattoo, then it's actually on your sleeve.
Then it is a sleeve.
Yeah. But...
So I think the quick answer is no, because they said the word all. Right? They're saying all tattoos and piercings are a manifestation of childhood trauma, and that simply can't be the case. There's an exception to every rule.
Yeah.
So, technically, the answer is no.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we can get into actual answering.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a subject that's really interested me for a long time. I've actually heard this, too. I've heard people say that when people have tattoos and piercings, that's... I've heard this exact same sentiment. It's a manifestation of childhood trauma. People are trying to project their pain and hurt to the whole world because they desperately want someone to empathize with them for the pain that they've gone through.
I have a tattoo on my right wrist.
Yeah, we should reveal our status of our own tattoos and piercings.
Okay. Well, I was going to say why I got it and let them judge, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Tell me why you got your tattoo.
This one on my right wrist is of one of those cheesy little leather friendship bracelets that people sell for $5 or whatever. I went on a motorcycle trip through Europe with my brothers, and when we were in the south of France, I got this at a festival, and the trip was over after a month, and then a year later, the actual bracelet was fading, fraying, and falling apart, and I glued it, and it was just gone. I couldn't wear it anymore, it was gone, but I still wanted to remember the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years later, well, 2-3 years later, I had wanted a tattoo for years and years and years, and I finally realized, oh, I could just get one of this bracelet. That would be a permanent reminder. And so I did. So I don't see where there's any childhood trauma in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Not necessarily. Mm. And for our listeners who are wondering about me, I have zero tattoos, not interested in getting any, and I have two piercings in my ears, but that's it.
Body mods. Yeah, there's another example of a body modification, that a piercing or a tattoo that is probably not a sign of childhood trauma. Ear piercings.
Well, they're very common, so is childhood trauma, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're correlated or related.
It could be the reverse.
I don't know. It's if something happens after the fact, that it's hard to say it caused
it. Maybe in a parallel universe.
Anyway.
But what about this? How many new moms pierce their baby's ears or their child's
ears? As soon as they're born.
Right, or even shortly when they're very young children.
Yeah.
Now, that's a whole other issue.
I don't like it when people do that.
Yeah, I don't either, and that's a whole other issue. But when they do, that can't possibly be a sign of childhood trauma.
Yep.
It might be childhood trauma, but it can't be a sign of it that the child exposes by scarring themselves.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But yeah, okay, so I think that, like a lot of things, there might be a grain of truth to this. I don't want people to think that I'm anti-tattoo or anything like that. I can't picture myself having any. I don't think that they would look good, so I just don't want to get any. But I've seen other people with well-done, beautiful tattoos, and I think they look great, and I like them a lot. And, you know, like you, Mike, you said that bracelet that you had tattooed had a special meaning for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of other people with very cool tattoos that obviously have special meaning to them. For instance, my friend Pete Eyre actually has a blog with a page full of tattoos that are about liberty. And some of them say things like sovereign individual or like liberty, you know, give me liberty or something
probably
like that.
Probably the Amagi symbol.
Yep, there's a lot of Amagis. And I guess we can talk about what happens when people get tattoos to be original, but then a bunch of other people get them, you know, because I think that happens a lot. But yeah, for him, I think his own tattoos are something special to him. And also he likes to show off other people's tattoos that are meaningful to them. So I think that's cool and definitely coming at it from that perspective. I can see the value in that. I have seen people in the past who get tattoos for no other reason than they like the pain. They think it feels good. Or they just want more tattoos. They can never have enough. They're never satisfied.
Well, I've heard it said that once you get a tattoo, it's like breaking the seal. You'll just want another, then another, then another.
Really?
Yeah. And
do you think that's true? Because
I don't think it can possibly be universally true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it generally true? I don't know. But once I got one, then I wanted another and got another,
mm-hmm.
and now kind of want a third. I'm not in any rush, but when I think of something that I really like, I might get another tattoo.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'll suddenly, you know, not suddenly, I don't know if I'll eventually lust for an entirely cover my skin with tattoos,
mm-hmm.
or, because I don't like the sleeve look, by the way.
Yeah.
I just like individual little pieces of art and not a lot of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a personal style, but I doubt I will continue to crave tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Not even craving a third, I'm just kind of might want one.
Yeah.
But it's possible.
Yeah. You're just kind of contemplating
it. Yeah. I mean, this is just one reason, one way that someone getting a body mod could be acting out childhood trauma by
mm-hmm.
desiring the pain, right?
Yep.
The example in the question was they're wearing it on their sleeves. They're trying to show the world their pain.
Yep.
There is scarification.
Mm-hmm.
There are what I will call crazy body mods, which are, you know, the guy or the people who make themselves look like cats by
mm-hmm. yep.
getting their teeth sharpened and their tongue split
yeah.
and their face tattooed and their irises,
yeah.
you know, dyed with ink and
yep. yeah.
all kinds of weird stuff. Well, weird to me.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a desire for pain. So it's another way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that kind of stuff is unusual.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people who do that see it as an art form.
Or
but
maybe they just like the unusual aspect. I'm the most unique person in the world.
Maybe.
There's no one like me who's a cat.
Yeah, maybe they have a desire to be unique, or maybe they feel that they really are a cat or something like that. They have that they're a furry or something
yeah.
like that. But that seems like a difference of degrees from, for instance, piercing your ear. You know what I mean? Piercing your ear is very common culturally in
mm-hmm.
this culture, and almost all women and many men have pierced their ears.
Mm-hmm. I had six ear piercings and one tongue piercing at one point.
Wow. I did not know that. Yeah, I mean, ear piercing is extremely common, probably the most common form
mm-hmm.
of body modification or body art. and getting tattoos and iris mods and sharpening fangs to look like a cat is extremely uncommon, but it's still a difference. I mean, it's still the same concept. It's still modifying your body in some way that you think looks better than your natural state that you were born in, right?
By the way, the cat person, I think, was a guy, also had whiskers implanted. I don't know if they were hair or like little metal things or something, but they had some kind of whisker thing implanted in their skin.
Wow. Yeah. He's really taking it far.
Yeah.
He wasn't satisfied with the whiskers that naturally grow out of his face.
Not.
Yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. What I was going to say before is that I've seen people with really artfully done tattoos that look really good and maybe have liberty themes and messages, and I like that. I appreciate that. I think that in a lot of cases it can look really good. I've also seen tattoos that look really bad.
Ditto for me. I think a lot of tattoos that I've seen, not just liberty-oriented, but a lot of tattoos I've seen, I'm very fascinated with the look. And, you know, if I saw it painted on a canvas, I might be interested in it as well.
Yeah.
But just like if I see an oil painting versus a watercolor and I prefer one over the other, oil, if I see the same piece of art on someone's wrist or their back or wherever versus a canvas, it looks different.
Mm-hmm.
There's texture, there's skin, there's contour.
It does. So and then there's always the aspect of tattoos changing over time as a person's body changes.
Yeah.
And, you know,
tattoos fade, skin sags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People gain and lose weight.
Stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes over time, they don't look the same as when they first got done. So
I've always...
There are all kinds of aspects to this, but what I really want to say is that I've seen tattoos that look nice, and I've seen tattoos that look bad. And where I think the childhood trauma thing might have some grains of truth is... This is not necessarily the case for everybody or even the majority of people, but I've seen people before who just give off this vibe that I don't care what happens to my body. I'll get any kind of tattoo. I'll seek any kind of thrill. I'll do any kind of drug. I don't care what happens to my body
or what I look like
and I'm showing that off. And it's part of a whole picture. It's not just the tattoos. It's like it's the attitude. It's their posture. It's what they say. It's how they look. Like, you can just see a look of pain on their face.
Yeah.
And it's not the tattoos themselves. It's just, it's part of a whole package that just says, I'm hurting. I'm in pain.
Right. To generalize, it may not be childhood trauma. It may be
adult trauma. Yeah. Yeah.
they just may be unhappy people.
Yeah. It's psychological pain.
Yeah,
I think.
Could be.
So, I mean, are many ways to manifest that pain.
I was just going to say, what is the... So what, if it is? Because other people do other things to manifest that pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's better than suicide.
Yeah. Other people, you know, drink alcohol every day and kill their liver, and that's another way of manifesting pain.
Right. That's probably the most common.
Doesn't show outwardly, necessarily.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't think that we should, like, beat up or rag on tattoos for being, like, a dead ringer for low self-esteem or bad childhood trauma or anything like that. Although I think that sometimes, I have to be honest, sometimes they can be part of an overall picture that kind of gives off that.
But you know what? So
impression.
So can makeup be.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like
makeup.
Really
is,
heavy makeup. Yeah.
Or
sometimes.
Or weird colors or goth.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, that's a generalization, but as an example.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking of the people who put like a tear on their eye in eyeliner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like, that's artful, and I get it, and I appreciate the beauty in that, and I actually find it somewhat attractive because it's interesting and artsy and stuff, but when someone draws a tear on their eye with eyeliner, then say something, it's almost like...
Well, I was thinking of, see, makeup is just another body mod, it's just a temporary one.
Temporary. Yeah.
And why isn't this guy ragging on that? Because there are people who use makeup to express childhood trauma or trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So... Why is he not ragging on that?
Or the way that they dress.
Right. He's focusing on piercings and tattooing, apparently. And I'm assuming it's a he, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's focusing on tattooings and piercings for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they're permanent, but there are other permanent body mods that he didn't mention.
Well, yes. And actually, we were discussing this before the show. Laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
That's a body modification. I don't think that many people would say that's a form of... outwardly manifesting childhood trauma. It's like it actually actively helps you see better. So
I was trying to think of a number of cosmetic surgeries,
mm-hmm.
but then I thought all the ones that I thought of, nose
nose
resculpting,
job,
a bigger breast or smaller breast,
rhinoplasty,
you know, liposuction, ass, the gastric bypass, all of these operations. And then I realized, you know what? A lot of those might be caused by or done for low self-esteem, which is trauma. So those body mods might be based on trauma.
Yeah. To answer the question asker's question, I think that all of these things can be childhood trauma.
As can many other things that we're not talking about.
Yes, as can many other things. And it's always okay to empathize with people and to... Because if that is indeed what they're looking for, someone to empathize with them, I think that's a universal thing that everyone wants.
To be understood?
Everybody wants to be empathized with, listened to, understood, to hear and be, you know, to be heard, I guess. And it never, ever hurts to do that. I don't think we should judge people who have tattoos if we do or don't have them ourselves. I don't think we should judge people who don't have tattoos either.
Well, I think we should judge, but not... But based on appropriate information. You know, you want to judge a person based on who they are. Mm-hmm. If you know a person's a liar and they're a fraud and whatever, then judge them. Yeah. But a book by its cover, if you look at someone with tattoos, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're a liar or not. I'm not. I have tattoos. You look at someone who smokes pot, you don't know if they're a totally lazy, jobless, you know, thief. Or if they're a productive, intelligent, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I've known both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I think we all have.
Yeah.
So
it's certainly possible that that someone is using tattoos or body modifications, permanent or not, as a form of expressing trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It's not universal.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guess, what kind of percentage would you guess? Non-scientific?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh. I can't even venture a guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think it's not an absolute, but it could be. It could be true, as the question asker says, but it's not necessarily true for everybody. I think you get the idea. Like, when you meet someone who has tattoos or not, I think you get the idea, especially if you talk to them and get to know them, if they have a lot of trauma that they haven't dealt with, you know, and you can always give them your empathy, you can always give them your listening and get to know them better if you want to, if you choose to. And... I think that's all I really have to say.
Okay.
and it could just be art, you know, tattoos and piercings, sometimes they're just art and sometimes they're just pretty and the person who wears them enjoys them and likes them and thinks they look good.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
I'd like to talk very briefly, I hope, about the permanency.
Mm-hmm.
The permanence of some body mods, specifically tattoos, because I have some.
Mm-hmm.
I want another kind of, but I'm not rushing out to get it because I don't know what I want, and it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
There's surgery you can get to remove tattoos, and there's procedures involving lasers and whatnot, and some of them don't work very well. They leave a big scar or a black mark.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen one that leaves the skin looking very good, but it's incredibly expensive and painful, which I'm not too into.
Yeah.
So it just interests me that somebody, like, especially this example, it interests me that someone would get the tattoo of their girlfriend or boyfriend, their name on their...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that...
That tends to not work out.
I think the odds are in favor of a relationship ending.
Yeah. Most relationships end. Actually, they all end. They're just going to end one way or another when, you know...
Well, right, but if ending in death doesn't harm the tattoo. I mean, it doesn't change the meaning. Yep. But if either one of them... cheats or leaves or changes or grows or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, here you have an 18-year-old, let's say, that tattoos his girlfriend's name.
Yeah.
The chances are very, very strong that he's going to be with another woman. And, and then that...
Or even if you get a tattoo that's, let's say it's meaningful to you. I mean, we were talking about Pete Eyre before.
Uh-huh.
So he had this tattoo that was like an American flag on his arm, and it said, like, love it or leave it or something like that.
Pete Eyre?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
No. Yes, of course I can believe it. Wow.
But that was meaningful to him at the time he got it.
Harsh.
So then he had it covered up by a big Anarchy A when he became an anarchist, I guess. That's the story that I heard.
That is amazing. So... There,
so
that part of it
is forever. It's permanent.
I mean, you also mentioned the changes your body makes over time, but that may not, a person may not care about that so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen tattoos of, like, a parent, I think mom and dad each got one, of on their shoulder, a replica of a little crayon drawing their kids made, and they put it on their shoulder. And that's probably a very cool memory for them. And as their skin sags and fades and whatever, it won't affect the tattoo meaning.
Yeah.
My tattoo of my little bracelet thingy is totally faded and blurry and whatnot, and it doesn't affect the memory at all.
Yeah.
But some things, it surprises me that people want to make it permanent. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen pictures of tattoos on women on their groin with, like, an arrow pointing to the vagina, and it says something like, insert here, or you know, something stupid like that.
That seems kind of trashy to me.
Well, it totally seems trashy to me.
That's a judgment.
I don't particularly enjoy those tattoos, but I'm thinking, you know, they're trying to do something sexually there, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And are their tastes going to change in 10 or 20 years? And
yeah.
Are they going to want that? Mm-hmm. And what will it look like? And they're not going to be able to get rid of it.
Right.
It's just so odd to me.
Right.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Yep. Yeah. I think we kind of rounded out this topic pretty well, but listeners, what do you think? You can write us.
Yeah.
All the people with tattoos are going to write in and say, oh, you guys suck. Yeah, feel free to weigh in or send us pictures of your tattoos if you want.
That would be cool.
Tell us if you regret it, if you don't regret
yes,
it.
Yes, we'd find a way to put that on the website.
Yeah.
If you'd like, if you say this picture can be on the website.
That'd
be awesome.
We can start our own tattoos page. And we will certainly link to that whole the Liberty Tattoos page as well, because I think that was pretty cool, because there's some pretty cool ones in there. So
thanks for listening. If you have any questions about body mods, relationships, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, you certainly can. And yeah, visit our website, porctherapy.com.
Yes, right, please do.
Sorry, I got
you
a little
can do
off
a number
track.
Of things
I
there.
Was thinking about Agora's tattoo. I was going to make a joke about, like, if you want us to try doing a tattoo on you for the first time, you can email us. Like, just as a total joke, because no one would want that. But there was actually an Agorist tattoo artist at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year.
And 2 years ago.
And 2 years ago.
I got a tattoo by her.
I see. and yeah, I thought it was interesting just from an Agorist perspective that, you know, she made every effort to be very clean and to show people that her instruments were clean and everything. But, you know, as far as I know, she wasn't licensed. She didn't have the official piece of paper in New Hampshire to be doing tattoos.
Right.
Even though she was. And nobody got sick from her tattoos, as far as I know. You know, she was very conscientious about that. She knew what she was doing. She was an experienced tattoo artist. And people were happy with the way that their tattoos turned out. I didn't hear anyone complaining about it. So it just goes to show, tattooing is one of those things where a license doesn't necessarily mean you're good, and you can certainly be good without a license. And not to mention, it's the government getting into something that you that you don't want them in, and they don't help. All they do is skim money off the top.
As a total aside about this topic, no longer body mods.
Yeah.
Government in New Hampshire demands that you get your car inspected for safety.
Right.
I have numerous cars. I have, what, 3, 4, 5 vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and only one of them was government inspected. The others are not.
Mm-hmm.
All of my other cars that are not are safe and new, not newish, good condition.
Yep.
And the one that is government approved is so rusted that the bumper fell off.
Oh, no.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's ironic, but I don't have a hard time believing it. Because, yeah, their inspections are not about safety. They're just about getting their money. Yeah. I know. And
control.
You can tell the mechanics when they do the inspections, they don't want to be doing that. It's just like, wow, it's busy work given to us by the state. We hate this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, ask yourself, like, if you were thinking about getting a tattoo, or even for that matter, getting laser eye surgery, or getting something done to your body that was permanent, getting a surgery for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? Would you go check on the person's government license to make sure that they meet the bare minimum requirements and have paid money to the state? Or would you go and try to get recommendations from their previous clients and see how happy they were and if they had side effects
and
from the procedure?
Talk to the doctor and see what their opinions are.
Exactly.
They match yours? Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think that's an interesting thought exercise, and we can leave our listeners with that for next time.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention?
mention. You can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.